Buddhism, just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this D-Day, June 6, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages asking me again for Mike's website. It's real simple. Elect Mike, M-I-K-E, the number four, Sheriff, S-H-E-R-I-F-F.com. His home phone number, 989-785-6513. Great, great palm card here that he put together. For the life of me, it just amazes me, this statement he has on here. He supports a full forensic audit with the ongoing Sheriff Budget Department for the last 5 out of 7 years has had a deficit. How can the sheriff spend more money than what the Board of Commissioners give him in the annual budget? Can somebody explain that to me? How can a Board of Commissioners for a county put forth a budget for the sheriff, the prosecutor, the clerk? They have departments they have to run. They put together a budget for the county. The administrator, the accountant, the treasurer, they all look at the budget. They're all numbers people. This is what they do. So they propose the budget. The sheriff comes in and negotiates with them. The prosecutor comes in and negotiates with them. The clerk, you know, I need more workers for elections. I need more workers for handling the courts. I need this. I need that. So they hear these elected officials, your clerk's elected, your treasurer's elected, your prosecutor's elected, your sheriff's elected. They're elected by the people of the county. So they hear what the elected officials say they need. And then they say, okay, we'll fund you that much. Or, we're not buying it. You can make some cuts on road patrol, or you could make some cuts in the jail, or you could make some cuts on how much coffee you buy the deputies. So we're going to not grant you what you're asking. We're going to grant you this. And then the sheriff just goes ahead and spends more money than he gets from the commissioners. How does that even happen? How do you, as an elected sheriff, run a deficit in your department? Well, we had a lot more criminals, so we had to process more people in the jail. Okay, why did we have more criminals? Well, because we cracked down on law enforcement on drug cases. We went after drug dealers, and we kicked in their doors, and we found they were dealing drugs in Mount Morenci. They were selling fentanyl, or they were selling meth, or whatever. So we cracked down on it. And as a result, we had more prosecutions, we had more criminals, we had more people to feed in the jail. I could understand that. But the fact remains, you're spending more money than what the commissioners voted to give you. So you go back to the commissioners and you say, guys, we're cracking down on crime, we're cracking down on speeders, we're giving more tickets. We have more court cases now. My officers have to go and testify in court. So I got to pay their salary when maybe they have a day off. They have to go and testify in court, and I got to pay them overtime. I understand that process. But how do you just say, screw you, commissioners. I'll spend whatever the heck I want to spend, and if it's deficit, make it up. Find the money. Throw the money at my department, because I don't really care what you guys say. How does the current sheriff of Mount Morenci do that? Can somebody out there in Radio Land text me or call me after the show today and explain this to me? Can somebody do this, please? Because I don't get that. When I saw this on his palm card, I'm like, Sheriff's Department budget deficit 5 of the last 7 years. Mike Carl will support a full forensic audit and forego benefits that he already has, obviously, from his previous retirement. It would save the county $25,000 a year right there. You know, folks, I'm getting reports of this type of, I'm going to call it what it is, in my opinion, corruption. When you've got a corrupt department operating in county government, I'm hearing things happening in Sheboygan County Sheriff Department. That's why John Studer's running for sheriff. There needs to be changes, folks. You cannot continue electing the same people and expect different results. It's that simple. You just can't do it. And for the life of me, I don't understand. I don't get it. Let me check my phone. Is there anybody texting me with information? Can I get any kind of inside information that I don't understand? Whoa, wait a minute. I got a resident from Mount Morenci County saying, Randy, we don't even have a jail. It was shut down. We are only good for 72-hour holds. You don't incarcerate criminals, hold them in a jail until the prosecutor and the sheriff can do a full investigation, decide whether or not they're going to bring criminal charges against the individual while the investigation's going on. So are they transporting him somewhere else? If they are, where are they taking him? Phyllis downstate, is he constitutional? Oh, yes. He's got that written all over the place. Veteran and constitutional patriot. Will be a strong defender for Second Amendment rights. He will defend your Second Amendment rights, not red flag laws. You heard him say exactly how he would handle that. Gets a complaint for red flag? I'm going to go talk to the guy. Ha, got an answer. They take him over to the Alpena jail. They transport him. And then they got to pay Alpena for every single one of their criminals that they're hosting over there, that they're holding for them. Prosecutor is not constitutional. Prosecutor's not being primary challenged and basically too lazy to do the job. Rod Wheeler, running for county clerk down in Lake County. Randy, we don't even have a prosecutor on the ballot. What? Do you have a prosecutor in Lake County now, Rod? Is that prosecutor not running for re-election? Everybody's on the ballot this year at the county level. This is insanity. Unbelievable. My phone's blowing up. I got text. I can't even keep up with all the messages. I got 37 unread messages right now. This is happening in our county too. Talking about Sheboygan. Well, you're definitely getting a new sheriff. That's for sure. Just for the record, folks, if you live in Sheboygan County, I have personally endorsed John Studer for sheriff. If I lived in Sheboygan County, that's who I would vote for. Oh, he says the prosecutor is running for judge. In Lake County, the current prosecutor is running for judge. So nobody's running for prosecutor. how are you going to have a prosecutor? What, you're going to allow somebody, the commissioners will have to appoint somebody. They'll have to have a neighboring prosecutor handle their prosecutions. Unbelievable. Brett Gooding, county commissioner candidate for Emmett County. Why are you trying to use common sense, Randy? Laugh out loud. Because that's how government should work. You should use common sense first. I'll give you a perfect example real quick. Matt Moledar in Antrim County, we need a new jail. Our current jail was built the year I was born. It's 66 years old. Bad electricity, bad plumbing, bad heat, no air conditioning. We need a new jail. Do you know what the Yahoos in Bel Air County Commissioners, the sheriff, the current sheriff, want to do? Put a millage on our ballot for November to raise our taxes, to raise $30 million to build a jail that right now holds 12 people on average. Any day of the week, we have no more than 10, 12 people in our jail. In and out, going to court, being released on bond, waiting for the court date, whatever. The guy's drunk. They're holding him over before they let him go back home because he was beating his wife. $30 million in a county that's 23,000 people. But guess what? The millage is going to fail. Current sheriff, Kevin Hoke, wants the millage to pass. It's not going to pass. His candidate running against him, undersheriff from Otsego, Matt Moledar, he wants to write a grant to Lansing telling him that we will put a mental health wing in the new jail if he's sheriff. We will provide mental health treatment for people, not only in Antrim, but the surrounding counties like Otsego and Charlevoix and Grand Traverse. He said, Randy, if I do that, I'll get the money from Lansing to build the new jail with a mental health wing. We won't even have to raise taxes. We need a mental health facility here in northern Michigan, folks. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE and G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE and G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. Again, this is D-Day, June 6th, 2024. 80 years ago today, I got a text message that somebody sent me, said that they had on 9 and 10 News this morning a veteran from D-Day. He was 24 years old when it happened, June 6th, 1944. He's 104 years old. God bless him. I don't know if he stormed the beaches and survived what he did in the military that day, but God bless him. 104 years old. Saw it perhaps with his own eyes. Unbelievable. I see veterans all the time with their hats. Korean veteran, Vietnam veteran. I see them all the time. Don't say to them, thank you for your service. You know what I say to them? Thank you for our freedom. Because if they did not serve, if they did not go and do what they did, we would have lost a lot more of our freedoms a long, long, long time ago. Thank you for our freedom. Now, their service, of course, extends to their family who missed them while they were gone. Maybe they were married, had families. They weren't there to take care of their family, provide for their family. They struggled. They got by. They cut coupons, they merged families, they lived together, they did whatever they had to do to get through it, but they survived. Special place in my heart for veterans. This is history today, folks. Make sure your young people, your kids and your grandkids, take a moment to understand what happened 80 years ago today. Make sure they understand that history, the impact that it had on the world, what impact it had on our country. Dwight Eisenhower, in charge of running that operation, became president. Do you know what Dwight D. Eisenhower did while he was president? He invented our highway system in America. Your 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90s run east and west. All your five numbers, your 15, 25, 35, 45, 55s run north and south. He laid it out on a grid on the map and said, this will be our new highway system. we are going to start building these highways in America. Truck drivers know this transit system as a result of what Dwight D. Eisenhower did for this country when he was president. The amount of concrete and steel that we put into these roads decades ago, still basically the highway system we operate on. There's been some loops, there's been some bypasses, there's been some extensions done. The most famous one is the one that goes around Atlanta, Georgia, 285. Do you know it's illegal for a semi-truck to stay on I-75 and drive right through Atlanta, Georgia? Semis must take the 285 bypass around Atlanta. I know because I made a mistake and did it the first time I was running through Georgia with a load. I bypassed the 285, stayed on I-75. I didn't get a mile, 2 miles down the road, and I got pulled over. Pulled over in the shoulder, rolled my window down, put my hands out. The guy comes up and he goes, "Trucker, what the heck are you doing? Driving my semi? Oh, now you're going to be a smartass?" "No, sir. I'm driving." "How long have you been a driver?" "This is my first load into Georgia." "You're a rookie?" "Yeah." "Okay, and you own your own truck?" "Yes, sir." Unbelievable. "Did you not see the sign?" "What sign?" "No, I didn't see a sign. All semis must exit." "You didn't see it?" "So no, I was looking at traffic." "He gave me a warning. You go up to the next exit. You turn this rig around. You go back north and get on that bypass and get the heck off of this expressway now. You understand?" "Yes, sir." Learned that one real quick. Doesn't take Trucker Randy very long to figure that out. Took the bypass forever after that. The worst traffic jams in United States of America is Atlanta, Georgia. Hate Atlanta, Georgia. Four-wheelers try to take the bypass. Involved with all the truckers, the semis. Most of us heading to Florida. Those were the days. Those were the days. And again, text me CC, Charlevoix County. I'll text you the phone number. I'll text you the email. I'll text you the website, the post office box. Get your tickets today. Text me CC and we'll get you to come a week from today, next Thursday, in Walloon Lake. Come and see Mr. Rogers. There's going to be a Mike Rogers sighting in Northern Michigan next Thursday. You're invited. It's going to cost you a $100 bill, but the food is going to be great. Guarantee it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the